ವಸುತಂ ದೇವಂ
ವಸುದೇವಸುತಂ ದೇವಂ
ಕಂಸಚಾಣೂರಮರ್ದನಂ
ಕಂಸಚಾಣೂರಮರ್ದನಂ
ದೇವಕೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ
ದೇವಕೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ
ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ
ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ
ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೇ ವ್ಯಾಸ ವಿಶಾಲಬುದ್ಧೇ
ಕುಲಾರವಿಂದಾಯತಪತ್ರನೇತ್ರ
ಯೇನ ತ್ವಯಾ ಭಾರತ ತೈಲ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಪ್ರಜ್ವಾಲಿತೋ ಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಪ್ರದೀಪಃ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಗುಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ನೂನ್, ಗುಡ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೇರ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಜಾಯ್ನಿಂಗ್. After 18 weeks, we covered 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita called as Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga. Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga, it ends with the concept of bhakti. Concept of bhakti, each chapter is leading us to the next level. The next level, it ended up with bhakti, and the next chapter starts as a bhakti yoga. Mahabharata has stories within stories. Whatever you cannot see in Mahabharata cannot be found anywhere else. What is there in Mahabharata alone can be seen elsewhere. Mahabharata, they say, people can scale Mount Everest, but to scale Mahabharata is not easy. Mahabharata, it is both vast, so vast, and its depth, fathomless. Its vastness, with 100,000 shlokas, the depth of Mahabharata cannot be comprehended. It says even for Brahma, it is difficult for him. He is still contemplating on the inner message of Mahabharata. Stories within stories composed by Bhagavan Vedavyasa. Bhagavan Vedavyasa, he maintained 100,000 shlokas in the same tone, same depth in every shloka. He composing one shloka itself is a Herculean task for us. For him, he composed 100,000 shlokas with so much of gambhirya, so much of in-depth knowledge in that one. In Shri Krishna in Mahabharata, in the Udyoga Parva, in the fifth section of Mahabharata is Udyoga Parva. The fifth section of Ramayana is called as Sundarakanda. There is a lot of similarity between the Sundarakanda and Udyoga Parva. In Sundarakanda, Hanuman went to Lanka as an ambassador of Lord Ramachandra. To repay, here in the fifth chapter, Udyoga Parva, Sri Krishna goes to Hastinapura as Pandava's ambassador. As an ambassador of Pandavas, he went there. When he went there, Duryodhana wanted to tempt him, pull him on the side. Like here, dealings are done over the meal. They invite in the office also, supplier meeting, some meal, and over the meal, deals are done. Duryodhana, that way, he offered the comforts, and he trapped Madri's brother, Nakula and Sahadeva's uncle, Shalya, by offering them a royal treatment, and he trapped them. But he wanted to trap Sri Krishna also. By when he heard Sri Krishna is coming, he offered set up seven star comforts. Along the way, but Sri Krishna did not pay attention to that one. He came to Hastinapura. When he came to Hastinapura, Bhishma, Drona, and Dhritarashtra wanted to host him come over to our house for a meal. But Sri Krishna refused. Duryodhana invited him. Sri Krishna accepted his invitation and he went, and everyone was surprised. How come he went to Duryodhana's place? He refused our invitation. Drona was thinking that I am a guru of all Pandavas and Kauravas. Thought Sri Krishna would heed to his request. Even Bhishmacharya thought, I am the Pitamaha, grandfather of Pandavas and Kauravas. He would come. But when he did not heed, he accepted Duryodhana. They felt very sad. Duryodhana invited him. He was so happy. He is trapping Sri Krishna. And he showed all the luxuries in his palace. Everything stolen from Pandavas. None of his. He was showing, and also he showed the kitchen, dining room. Every vessel is made up of gold. He showed the golden plates also. He called Krishna, come join me for a meal. Sri Krishna said, sorry, I am not eating. Duryodhana said, what happened? You are my relative. I never did any injustice to you. Why are you refusing? Sri Krishna says, injustice done to my devotees is like injustice done to me. And when Duryodhana asked, he said he had meted lot of injustice to Pandavas. So it amounts to like injustice to himself. He won't partake. He won't partake. And when Duryodhana said, you are my my daughter married to your son, and you should take we are relatives, Sri Krishna said, only for two reasons people go to someone's house and eat. One is must be hungry. Second, must have been invited with love. In this situation, neither applies. I am neither hungry, nor you invited me with love. So, I am not partaking. Saying so, he walked out. He walked out and he went to the house of Vidura. Vidura never invited. He thought he is too small a person. When big people are there, he did not want to invite also. When big people are there, I should not put my application. But Sri Krishna went to his house. Vidura was so surprised. He said, nothing I have prepared. You have come here. Krishna, I did not invite you also. I did not prepare. And Sri Krishna says, I am not here for the quantity and adamberance. I am here for your bhakti. I have come here for your bhakti. And he partook whatever simple food was there. Lord Sri Krishna took delight. And same situation when Sudama was there. Sudama, he went to see Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna, he was in abjure poverty. His wife said, go and ask your wealthy friend Sri Krishna. He may help us. And Sudama was struggling to meet the demands of his home also. And Sudama, then when he was going, his wife gave a beaten, pounded rice in a small bag and gave it to him as give it to Krishna. He put it in his, tucked in his dhoti. When he saw the luxuries of Sri Krishna, he felt so ashamed. How can I give this one to Sri Krishna? But Sri Krishna bounced on him and snatched that packet of beaten rice and ate that one. So nice. I like it. I so much like it. So what Sri Krishna is after is our bhakti. Not the show of how many varieties, how many, whether gold vessel or diamond vessel. He is not interested. He says, patram pushpam palam toyam. Even a leaf, spoon of water, one flower, or patra, pushpa, phala, or the fruit. Whatever you give with devotion, I take, partake. And recent visit, we went to Sudama temple near Dwaraka. Dwaraka, Sudama temple, they give this beaten rice as a prasad. And whoever has come here, they will get a prasad at the end. It's as a Sudama's love for Sri Krishna. Those who have come, they will get a prasad from the Sudama temple. And continue this, the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about Bhaktyastu Anyaya Shakya Aham Evam Vidorjuna. Bhaktya Anyaya Shakya. Like Duryodhana tried to convince Duryodhana through his material wealth. And Sri Krishna says, Bhaktya Anyaya Shakya. Without Bhakti, you cannot behold me. You cannot get me. Without devotion, you won't get me. Anyaya Shakya. Aham Evam Vidorjuna. Jnatum Drashtum Cha Tatvena. Praveshtum Cha Parantapa. Jnatum, if without bhakti you cannot, he says, mat karma krit mat paramom mat bhakta sangha varjitaha nirvairva sarva bhuteshu yasa mameti pandava. Bhakti, the concept of bhakti, bhakti is nothing but emotion. We are nothing but emotion. Whatever we do, it is nothing but an expression of emotion. Whether you are sad, it's an emotion. Whether you are happy, emotion. Whether you are jealousy, is emotion. Whether you are having a hatred, it's an emotion. You are angry, it's an emotion. Everything is a modification, transformation of emotion. For example, if you are having a compassion, when you are going on the street, very compassionate about a person suffering, that is also an emotion. Your emotion has translated into karuna. Karuna, it is nothing but an emotion. It's an emotion. We are, humans are emotional people. And when we have the liking for youngsters, Prashant liking Apratim, that emotion is called as Vatsalya. That is called as Vatsalya. The between the equals, the emotion, that part is called as Sneha. And between the opposite sex, it is called as Prema. That is, if I don't like somebody, hatred. Hatred comes. Opposite of love is hatred. Hatred, that is also another one, vaira. In the previous one, nirvaira sarvabhuteshu, he says, don't go take that emotion. Vaira, hatred also is an emotion, nirvaira. And parantapa, the parantapa means fearlessness. Fearlessness, inner confidence, it is also sublimed emotion. And the emotion, when it translates into towards the God, that is called as bhakti. All our emotions to the youngsters, our friends, our husband or wife, or to our the society, karuna, everything is subject to change. Today I like this person, tomorrow I may not like. My emotion has changed. But when you translate, connect with the God, that alone stays. It is not changing. Other connections are subject to change. Subject to change, that is called as bhakti. Bhakti is not, you are not proselytizing your devotion. When I am liking the God, my relationship with God cannot be severed. It is not a time bound. Devotee is committed. Now I am convinced, I am totally surrendered to the God. It is not my like human relationship. You can't say my bhakti is like a transitory, like my relationship with my family, friends and other people. Bhakta is committed for the life. Committed, it is not changing. It is the permanent bhakti is established. Bhakti, and in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asked the question. In Vishwarupa 11th chapter, Sri Krishna revealed the cosmic form. Everywhere he saw the form of Lord. In whatever he wanted to see, he saw the form of Lord everywhere. And when he was seeing the Lord, and he asked the question, I am seeing you everywhere. How to do the bhakti? Should I do the bhakti as a one, changeless, or the form I am seeing outside? It's everything is changing. I am seeing in the river, I am seeing you in the ninth chapter, it talks about I am in the river, I am in the mountain, I am here in the ocean, I am in Ganga, I am seeing everywhere. Arjuna got confused. How do I see everywhere, your presence everywhere. How to do my bhakti? I want to connect. Should I contemplate on you or the modifications of you, the prakriti? Everywhere is there. See the God, God is everywhere. God is everywhere. Should I contemplate on that one? Should I contemplate on you as a Purusha or a matter? There are two things, material science and spiritual science. People say, I am so committed to my work. I am a karma yogi. I am working for the company. I am so devoted. Should I be devoted only to the material or should I devoted to you? Which one is better? People say, I am very committed to my work. I am a karma yogi. It is my devotion. Arjuna asked the question, should I be only devoted to this is better or devotion to you? The material science is subject to change. Today my job role is something, tomorrow it has changed. Today I am working so hard for my company, and tomorrow in the IT area they say redundancies are happening. It's a saturation. So, I am totally committed. It's a changing, evolving. Should I contemplate on evolving thing, changing thing, or the changeless? He's asking, should I contemplate on the changeless or the change? Which one is better? Which one is better? Sri Krishna opens up this topic saying that you devoted, both are good, but the best is changeless. If you are focusing on ever changing, for example, our own example, we are so committed to the employee, and Sumana was saying that her division, they called their team, they say, you vacate now, you are not needed. In half an hour notice, entire team is wiped out. All these days, I thought I'm committed to my work. I'm so devoted to my work. Totally, I'm not needed. So, we are so dedicated. Sri Krishna slowly changes our focus. Today, I think I'm so important. I am totally dedicated to my family. For example, when I am old, I become a stranger to my own wife or husband or children. They don't want to be here. Yesterday, last week, 2 days back, I was talking to one of the advisors to the senior minister. He was saying that they are developing a policy after the best before date. They don't want people to leave. They want people to go as quickly as can after the best before. Government doesn't want. Even government doesn't want you to hang on. They say, as long as you are best before, you stay. The moment you are not best before, you go. So, it is not to blame your family or the world. Nature of the world is that way. So, bhakti means, at last, when everyone has gone, who remains is him, changeless. Shri Krishna slowly draws our attention. Now I am so busy, so thrilled, so many friends, so many parties. Everyone is there. Sooner or later, time will come, one by one, desert me. So, who will be with me? Shri Krishna says the changeless. That is the best. If you try to connect to all the things changing, sooner or later, it is a very difficult path. It will filled with anxiety, stress. That is how this chapter opens up. And slowly in the 12th chapter, Shri Krishna talks about how to develop devotion in us. Ways to develop the devotion in Srimad Bhagavatam also. Prahlada says how to develop the devotion. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, Vishnu, Padas, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam Vande, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, Sakyam Atmanivedanam, Navanidhi Bhakti. It is talking about 9 ways of developing the bhakti. Bhakti, it is not emotional. You have to develop that one. How to develop the bhakti? When you know the greatness of somebody, your arrogance mitigates. When I do not know the greatness of other, I think I am nobody, nobody can question me, I am great. When you stand in front of somebody great, when you realize that one Mahatmya Jnana, you become humble in your life. It is talking about Shravanam. Listen to the greatness of the Lord. Hear the stories of the greatness. When you start hearing again and again, you will develop a devotion dawns in your life. Without Lord's grace, I cannot move forward. Shravanam, Kirtanam, when you hear the great things and with joy, you tell this one to your children also. Not to feel shy to talk about the greatness of the Lord. I'm too shy, people may laugh at me if I talk, not to feel Kirtana. Kirtana, with joy, talk about. And Smaranam, think of what you heard again and again. Smaranam, recollect again and again. Smaranam, Padasevanam, and do the worship the Mahatmas. They who has introduced to the path of devotion, who is talking about the Lord, and serve the great Mahatmas. Padasevanam, Archanam, think of the Lord. Lord and Archana means worship every day. Today in the spring times, for example, you get a lot of flowers and spend time, not just throw the flower and finish off. Now when you have time, for example, weekend, you have time, you can take off one after one petal and each name you can Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya offer. Slowly Archana, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayana. One leaf at a time, one leaf at a time. It is your personal connection. You are expressing your emotion one leaf at a time, one leaf, you offer that one. Archanam, Vandanam, bow down to the altar. Bow down, altar is not the God. altar, you are seeing it's an representing the God. The moment you see the altar, it reminds you of the God. It reminds you of the God, and vandanam, bow down, dasyam, serve, like a servant. For example, if you have a prayer room, not to go there with the shoes on. And if you are walking from outside, make sure that you wash your feet before you enter. Some decorum, you put your own rules. This is, I am a servant of the God, I should be humble. Humble, when you are sitting in front of the altar, for example, not to put your feet against the altar. And in the prayer room, not to have a chit-chat with all the people over the phone. This is a prayer room, I have to respect. Dasyam. Dasyam, like a servant, and dasyam, sakyam, treat God as a friend. Friend is the one shares. Whatever I have, I share it with others. Whatever today I am having a breakfast, you share it with your friend, God, as an evedya. And not to give a rotten fruit to God and you have that fresh fruit. And not to rotten fruit anyway, it is I'm throwing, I'm God anyway, he's not seeing. He says only leaf also is okay, he will take this one, rotten fruit also. Not that one. As a friend, you offer the best. Whatever you are having, share it with him. Share it with him. Nevedya means Niveda. It is nothing special. Whatever you are having, he is the closest friend. Share it with him. Offer it to him first before taking. Not like Duryodhana, have meal with me. First you take, then I will take. Not after you eat, whatever leftover giving. First you offer, then take. Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam, you offer yourself. Whatever you do, your life is dedicated for the God. Dedicated for the God when your life circles around the one who alone remains when everything has gone. When the midday fair in my life has gone, I am in the evening time of my fair. Now the crowd has gone. I am all by myself. Who is there? For him, not to start thinking when you are old. When I went to India, somebody were talking amongst them. It seems they are old people. It seems meditation is good, I heard. Yes, and other person said, even I heard so. And meditation is good. I don't know how to do. That another person said, tell some name. It is meditation. And when you are evening time, if you start, you don't know when you what you how to do, mind won't be if somebody gives the advice also, your ego has so much matured, you don't want to listen to others also. When you are young, healthy, make connection with the teacher. Submit your ego to the teacher and practice when you are young. Not to leave till the evening time of your life, then it is too old. Like old people talking, I heard meditation is good. And they are talking when they are in the 70s, 80s, they are talking about. I heard, then when are they practicing? Take some name. And which name? I don't know. Take some name. And devotion won't dawn. When the devotion comes, when you surrender, offer yourself, meditation happens. Your mind is fixed. You are no more getting swayed by opinions of people. Your opinions of people, bhakti naturally dawns. In the Srimad Bhagavatam talks about, you have to develop the bhakti through Navarvidhi bhakti. Arjuna vacha. Evam satata yuktaye bhaktastvam pariyupasate ಯಕ್ಷರ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಂ ತೇಷಾಂ ಕೇ ಯೋಗ ವಿತ್ತಮಾಃ ಏವಂ ಸತತ ಯುಕ್ತಾಯೇ. ಐ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಆತ್ಮನಿ ನಿವೇದನ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸತತ ಯುಕ್ತಾಯೇ, ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್, ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಯು, ದಟ್ ಭಕ್ತ ಪರಿಪರಿ ಉಪಾಸತೆ, ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಇನ್ ಪರಿಪರಿ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ವೇಸ್, ಮೇ ಬಿ ಎಟ್ ವರ್ಕ್, ಮೇ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ದ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಮೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್, ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೈಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಹಿ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಯು ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ವೇಸ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಟೈಪ್. ಏ ಚಾಪಿ ಅಕ್ಷರ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಂ, ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ, ಒನ್ ಇಟ್ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಟು ಚೇಂಜ್, ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಚೇಂಜ್ಲೆಸ್, ಆರ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಚೇಂಜ್, ಯೋಗ ವಿತ್ತಮಃ. ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ದ ಬೆಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದೋಸ್ ಟು ಯೋಗೀಸ್? ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್, ಆರ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಚೇಂಜಿಂಗ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್? ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಉವಾಚ, ಮಯ ವೇಷ್ಯ ಮನೋ ಏಮಾಂ ನಿತ್ಯ ಯುಕ್ತ ಉಪಾಸತೆ ಶ್ರದ್ಧೆಯ ಪರಯೋಪೇತ ತೇ ಮೇ ಯುಕ್ತತಮಾ ಮತಾಃ. ಯುಕ್ತತಮಾ, ತಮಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬೆಟರ್. ಮಯ್ಯ ವೇಷ್ಯ ಮನೋ ಏ ಮಾಂ, ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಆವೇಶ್ಯ ಮಯ್ಯ ಆವೇಶ್ಯ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ದ ಅಟೆನ್ಷನ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ಮೀ ಅಲೋನ್. ಮಯ್ಯ ವೇಷ್ಯ ಮನೋ ಏ ಮಾಂ, ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೀ ಅಲೋನ್ ಆನ್ ಮೀ ನಿತ್ಯ ಯುಕ್ತ, ನಾಟ್ ಅಕೇಶ್ನಲಿ. ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್, ಪೀಪಲ್ ಐ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಐ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಐ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಅನದರ್ ಒನ್, ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಐ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಅನದರ್ ಗಾಡ್, ದೇ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್. ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಯುಕ್ತ. ಇಫ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಒನ್ ಟೆಂಪಲ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್. I am going to Badrinath, I am seeing the Narayana. When I am going to Kedarnath, I am seeing the Narayana in Rudra. Wherever I go, I am seeing only one God. Not this is another God, this is another God. This God is more powerful on Monday. This is God is more powerful on Tuesday. I have no confidence. I am not total committed devotee. Nitya Yukta. Always, whatever you do, like compass needle points to the north, always you are always thinking about the same God, my Ishtadevata. Ishtadevata, not to proselytize your devotion, not to dilute your devotion by going to seeing that God is better, this God is better. Whatever you do, in the Vishwarupa said, God is one, expresses through everything. See that one, Shri Nitya Yukta Upasate, Shraddhaya Parayo Upetasta, Teme Yukta Tama Mataham. One with devotion, Shraddha, Paripari Upasate, Para Brahma. Prakriti is Apara. Para means the highest. Para upasate, pariupase, parayopetaste. That person is better than apara. The inferior form of devotion, seeing the different God everywhere, that is inferior form of devotion. The highest form of devotion, always connected to the Lord. I see the Lord everywhere, my only friend. I have only friend, only dependable friend. He is my eternal companion, even in my evening time of my days. Evening time, only he is my friend. That devotion, yuktatama mataha. And the other one, etvakshara. Anirdeshyam avyaktam pariyupasate sarvatra gamachintyancha kutastam achalam dhruvam sanniyam indriyagramam sarvatra samabuddhayah te prapnuvanti mameva sarvabhuta hiterataah. And Sri Krishna is talking about one Tva Akshara, one who is seeing the changing form, evolving world, there also, in the material world also, those who are worshipping the Prakriti, the criteria is Akshara Anirdeshyam Avyaktam. They are worshipping the season changes. Season is changing, worshipping the season, river, ocean. They also worship that one. Sarvatra gama achintyancha. They see, they try to see behind what is seen. Kutastha achalam dhruvam. Behind the changes, they are trying to see the changeless. They are controlled, all limbs are under control. They have to master the mastery. Lot of tapas is required to that one. Mastery of senses required. If you are doing the Prakriti Upasana, for example, in the Navratri time, 9 days of Devi Upasana is lot of rules and regulations. So much of rules and regulation, but doing the upasana of the God, Sri Krishna says, strict rules are not needed. Whereas if you are worshipping the Prakriti, if you want to realize through that path, lot of discipline is required. Lot of discipline, sanyam, indriya gramam, sarvatra samabuddhayaha. Very calm mind, serene mind, tranquil mind, everywhere, samabuddhayaha, te prapnuvanti mameva, sarvabhuta hiterataha. That person is wishing the well of everyone all the time. All the time, those people also come to me. One is worshipping the eternal friend within, and is another way, sarvabhuta, serving the God in everyone with a lot of the sense control and some stable mind, not to go into depression, anxiety, serene mind, worshipping that one. They also come to me, but Sri Krishna says in the second way, klesho adhikarastesha. Avyakta sakta chetasam.
Avyakta sakta chetasam.
Avyakta hi gatir dukkam.
Avyakta hi gatir dukkam.
Dehavadbiravapyate.
Dehavadbiravapyate.
Klesho adhikara tesham. The hurdles are more. Pitfalls are more. Challenges are more. If you are only outbound, trying to see the God only in the outbound way, apara way, challenges are more. Klesho, when Lord is telling klesho adhikara, he is very compassionate about the humans. He says some people deliberately wants to take up the hard path. Sri Krishna says taking up is good, but the realizing that path is very difficult. Klesho adhikarastesha avyakta sakta chetasa. You do not know the proper procedure. If you want to see the God in Ganga, you don't know what is the proper method. Not just seeing God is in that one, you need the proper the science behind that one. You need the material science and applied science and metaphysical science. You have to have a jnana to understand the presence of God. You need to have a knowledge also. Not mechanically saying that I am seeing the God. You need to go through the scriptures, study. Inner people go through the Bhashya, understand, they debate, and so much of understanding, they debate amongst themselves, come to the logical conclusion. Lot of study efforts are required. Adhikarastesha, trying to experience indefinable. Avyakta hi gatir dukkam. When you are going on an intellectual exercise on what your senses cannot perceive, gatir dukkam, you end up with confusion, and only it will remain in your the logical level. In front of others, I can show off that I am a great scholar. Only in the intellectual level, it has not dropped down to the heart level. To that one, gatir dukkam deha vadbira vapyate. One who is outbound and gets into the through the knowledge, through argument to the vichara, try to see that one, that path is much harder, and it will end up as a dry philosophy. Dry philosophy, too much of intellectualism makes that person very dry person. Very dry person, and that path also is possible, but Sri Krishna says, samabuddhi, not to become a dry person. Sarva bhuta hite rataha. You should not become a dry person. You should dedicate your life for serving the others. You should not end up only in the dry argument. You should know how to apply to the applied philosophy also, you should know. Not just a dry argument. If you are ending up only with a dry argument, it is a futile exercise. Sri Krishna says that path is difficult. Yetu sarvani karmani, mayi sannasya matparaha, ananye naiva yogena, mam dhyayanta upasate. Yetu sarvani, Sri Krishna is talking about who offers devotion, offers all actions to the God. Yetu sarvani karmani, all actions to God, and take refuge in the God completely. God won't forsake me. God won't forsake me. Like Yogananda, when he went to from Calcutta, he wanted to go to Banaras, and he said to his father, he won't take any money, and he will, father wanted to give him money for his expenditure. He said, I won't take any money, I am challenging God himself. How he will look after me, I want to test myself. He went to the railway station. Somebody asked him, where are you going? Do you want to buy a ticket? They bought a ticket. along the, in the train journey also, people were feeding. When he went to Calcutta, somebody said, do you want to go to that place? Where he wanted to go, they took him there. His entire trip was taken care, and when he came back, he told his father, God who is taking care of me when I am young and healthy, will he forsake me when I am old and infirm? Such a conviction, that much of conviction he had. For us, we are thinking superannuation is not enough. I think bit more is needed. Bit more needed. What is bit more? We don't know. You ask any financial advisor, everyone gives a different figure. You, bit more, I need bit more, and we are trusting outside. We hardly have any trust in the God. We are always working extra. Even 65, one person said he's depressed, he was sacked from the job. He has lot of money, but he wanted bit more. And we want bit more, when is it enough? We have no trust in the God. Always we want more. Yet sarvani karmani, trusting the God completely. Mai sanyasya matparaham, you do your duty, you offer yourself. You are not a devotee, is not an idolatry, not just sitting and pretending that he is a devotee. Always engaged, always busy, doing the best, karmani, offering it to the Lord. Ananye naiva yogena, not that yoga means the path. Somebody says go that path, somebody says go this path. I don't know what is the path. I am 70 years, still I don't know which path to go. Somebody says do that one, somebody goes here, somebody goes here. What path you have to take? You should pick up the path when you are still young, not after you retire, not after your career is ending. If you are picking up your path after you retire, your mind is not strong, you don't know which path to go. You have to, before you retire, make sure that you have made inroads into your path. No more changing the track. Make sure that before you hit your retirement age, you have made inroads, so that your retirement quiet time is settled. You are not disturbed after retiring. You have made inroads. Ananye naiva yogena, before you go become old, before you go past your middle age, make inroads in your path. No more getting confused. That teacher said this one, this teacher said that one. That means you still don't know. Don't know. It says, ananye naiva yogena. I know what path to take. I trust my teacher. I made my path. I've taken the path. I won't change the track. Ananye naiva yogena. No more changing the track. Mam dhyayanta upasate. And steadfast in the track, thinking of the Lord. When you are on the track, even if you are confused, whether many questions comes, but when you are totally devoted to the Lord, somebody will come in your life and reveal the secrets, make you to move further in your life. First, get on to the track. Before, we are still contemplating, should I pull my car out of my garage or not? What this is talking about? Get started. Get moving. Hit the road. Have the firm conviction. See how the path opens for you. Somebody will come and guide you. Shri Krishna is saying that, not to wait till whether to should I take the car out or not. You start, have the, make an effort, take it, the path opens for you. That is the experience of all teachers also. They are not hesitant, they are not pessimistic. have firm conviction in the God, I have taken a jump into this path. Slowly path opens. Ananye naiva yogena mam dhyayanta upasate. Full trust. How Yogananda had the trust. God will look after me in my journey to Varanasi. I have full conviction. My Lord will show me the path. Path, and he will strengthen my journey. He won't make me backtrack from my journey. Full conviction that slowly that is the dawning of bhakti in us. That conviction is required. Repeat these six shlokas. Arjuna vacha. Evam satata yukta ye.
Evam satata yukta ye.
Bhaktasthvam pariyupasate.
Bhaktasthvam pariyupasate.
Echa pyaksharam avyaktam.
Echa pyaksharam avyaktam.
Tesham ke yoga vittamaha.
Tesham ke yoga vittamaha.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Maya Veshya Mano Ema.
Maya Veshya Mano Ema.
Nitya Yukta Upasate.
Nitya Yukta Upasate.
Shraddhaya Parayopeta.
Shraddhaya Parayopeta.
Teme Yukta Tama Mataha.
Teme Yukta Tama Mataha.
Etvakshara anirdeshyam.
Etvakshara anirdeshyam.
Avyaktam pariyupasate.
Avyaktam pariyupasate.
Sarvatra gamachintyancha.
Sarvatra gamachintyancha.
Kutastha achalam dhruvam.
Kutastha achalam dhruvam.
Sanyam indriya gramam.
Sanyam indriya gramam.
Sarvatra samabuddhayaha.
Sarvatra samabuddhayaha.
Te prapnuvanti mameva.
Te prapnuvanti mameva.
Sarva bhuta hite rataha.
Sarva bhuta hite rataha.
Klesho adhikarastesha.
Klesho adhikarastesha.
Avyakta sakta chetasam.
Avyakta sakta chetasam.
Avyakta hi gatir dukkham.
Avyakta hi gatir dukkham.
Deha vadbira vapyate.
Deha vadbira vapyate.
Yetu sarvani karmani.
Yetu sarvani karmani.
Mayi sanyasya matparaha.
Mayi sanyasya matparaha.
Ananye naiva yogena. Mam dhyayanta upasate.
Mam dhyayanta upasate.
Vasudeva sutam devam.
Vasudeva sutam devam.
Kamsa chanura mardanam.
Kamsa chanura mardanam.
Devaki paramanandam.
Devaki paramanandam.
Krishnam vande jagadgurum.
Krishnam vande